Definitions. Regret. A feeling of sadness or disappointment over something that has happened or been done. A feeling of despair over lost or missed opportunities, whether perceived or real. Idol. An image or representation, representative of a god used as an object of worship. It is made up of lies that we've believed. Each idol has a theme, and the customized lies, or deceptive suggestions, are designed to stick to each other, making the idol to have substance. Stronghold. A collection of thoughts that govern or dictate a reaction from within one's belief system. These strongholds can be in line with God's word or contrary to it. If they are contrary, then they are idol-based responses. When they are built from the word, then they are word-based responses. Worship. Someone or something has been ascribed an amount of worth or value that expressions of reverence would be granted to it or them. It means that attention, focus, energy, resources, time, money, talents, etc., to this object or this representation, representative are shared or directed toward. Destroy. To put an end to the existence of something by attacking it, bring something to ruin, to defeat utterly. Dismantle. To disconnect the pieces of, to destroy the integrity or validity of, to shut down the functionality of, to take apart. A repetitive response, some way of reacting that is outside of the word of God, is a contrary stronghold, a contrary response, a contrary source of worship, an idol. Every time this is done, it makes the idol or stronghold stronger, giving it more pulling power or influence. When focus, aka worship, is given to a person, place or thing, or a repetitive response, over time it will congeal into an idol. An idol is the object of adulterous worship. Idols are the results, the stumbling blocks made from the stubbornness of not working with the Holy Ghost to dismantle any contrary issue in your belief system, soul. Idols, such as regret, anger, lust, pride, etc., will keep someone anchored to their past hurts or mistakes, thus giving Satan the leverage needed to continually use the idol-based response which he stirs up by bombarding one with condemning thoughts, guilty feelings and shame-based identity elements. Idols sit on altars. In the Old Testament there are multiple passages referencing the breaking down or the dismantling of altars that were built up to false gods, or idols. It is my conviction that the altar Satan uses has been built up using condemning thoughts, guilty feeling, and shame-based identity elements. Instead of us going to the throne of grace for help in our time of need, he'll pressure and push us to go to the altar of sin consciousness for our response to whatever crisis is before or within us. It is his aim to push us to the false throne to get our responses from it, not from the true throne of grace, the person of Jesus Christ. Repetitively responding from the perspective of an idol is contrary to God's promises and the kingdom belief system. The activation or use of any idol-based response attacks our identities, God's character, and every aspect of the finished work of Christ, cross. Regret, or any idol for that matter, attacks our identity, stunts the infusion process of God's character within our spirit man, and debases or tries to lessen the value of the finished work of Christ, cross. Every time I choose an idol-based response, stronghold, I am saying to Jesus, your finished work isn't good enough. The blood you shed isn't getting the job done. Your stripes were for nothing. Fortunately, we are living in the New Covenant or New Testament times, and we are the new creation, where the Spirit of God lives within us. As such, we have been granted numerous rights and privileges as sons and daughters of God. For example, we have access to the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16 KJV. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. Now, there is no need to despair, for our help comes from the Lord. Psalm 121:1 TPT. I look up to the mountains and hills, longing for God's help. But then I realize that our true help and protection come only from the Lord, our Creator who made the heavens and the earth. Stay tuned for more about this topic when the following questions are unraveled, such as, what are the pieces or components of a stronghold, aka idol, and how are idols dismantled, where do idols operate from? #WordInfusionT #It's tea time #NoIdols #WorshipGod